Hi, I'm Wilma Norton, and I am one of the new members of the Disney Parks Moms panel. I am married, and I've got two daughters, one who is 20 and one who's 14. And in my real life, I work in the marketing and public information department at St. Petersburg College. We live in St. Pete. It is 89 miles from our driveway to the archway that says, "Welcome to Disney World." We have lost count of how many times we have been. We figure we're usually inside the park somewhere between 20 and 30 days or more a year. Well, in the application, they ask you some Disney trivia questions, and they ask just some questions about your experiences at Disney. So I talked about how Disney has become sort of like a vacation home for us because we're so close. We can pop in for the afternoon or for the weekend, and it's just a place that we get away to be together as a family, and that we had eaten in almost all of the restaurants and stayed in almost all of the hotels and done pretty much everything there was to do at Disney and felt like we had been there as adults without children. We've been there with babies. We've been there with elderly relatives, with family groups. I spent a lot of time there when I was pregnant with my younger daughter, so I felt like I had a whole range of experiences that would be good for me to share. No one tells us what to say. We're not employees of Disney. We're just people who are interested in sharing what we know. For years, I've had a file on my computer of tips for touring Disney that I send to friends and acquaintances and that sort of thing. And this is really just an expansion of that. Let's see, what's my best tip? One of the tips in my file is if you arrive at the Magic Kingdom, as soon as the gate opens, don't stop to see the characters on Main Street. You will see characters other places. Head straight for Dumbo, or head straight for Space Mountain, or Big Thunder Mountain, or whatever your top ride or attraction is. Our first trip as a family was in 1995 when our older daughter was 2.5. Our younger daughter's first trip was when she was 6 weeks old, and it was right after Animal Kingdom opened. We have a picture of my husband holding her up in the air like Mufasa holding up Simba. And I know a lot of people say, oh, they're so young to take, they won't remember it. But some of my best memories are when Em was a year old or 2 years old, when she was barely walking, and she'd go running up to hug Pooh or Eeyore, or Emma's still a hugger. She loved hugging the characters and just watching her face and watching her run over to give Winnie the Pooh a hug. I remember it if she doesn't. I tend to joke that we go to Disney to have conversations, and I really mean that. Seems like when we're just together walking around without worrying about who needs to be where and who's got to do laundry and who's got to run the vacuum cleaner and all that sort of stuff, we have a chance to just really be together and enjoy each other's company.